All right, just to be able to continue our short words for Chanukah, for day, night, seven, a learning Shema Yisrael for Shema, Tzvichayim, Megittal, Baruch Tzvi, Brif Kavasa, Rif Kavod, Bas Yehudis. So we know when it comes down to it, one of Chanukah's major, major themes, still holding on to the last 248 hours of Chanukah, to make sure to be able to take in every minute of Chanukah. As Reb Leibel says, Reb Leibel Eger says, the closer you get to the end of Chanukah, the holier it gets. We're holding in the most Kaddish 48 hours. So back to our beginning thought, one of the major themes of Chanukah is that there are days of Hoda'ah, there are days of thanks, there are days of Lahodus, Lahala, Lashimcha, Hagadol. So we have to understand, what is Dafka Hoda'ah? What is thinking? The Chos of Lublin is very famous for saying, we've said this a lot, but I think it bears repeating. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kuf Yuches, and we say this a lot during Hallel, Hodu Lashem Kitov Ki Al Nechasu. You should thank Hashem that because He is good, because His kindness endures forever. But the Chosah says an amazing thing on the Pasuk. He says, Hodu Lashem Kitov. The more you thank the Rabbonu Shalom for the good that He gives you in your life, then Ki Li Olam Chasu. Then you'll see His actual kindness endure forever. He says, the more you thank the Rabbonu Shalom, the more you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed in your life. The more you think and you go at everybody to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you'll see the Rabbonu Shalom in your life. That's the lashon of Mahajim in the Mahajim. We go out of our way, most of a holich, more. We go out of our way for the Rabbonu Shalom Chanukah. The Pashat mitzvah is just do one, near Yishbeis, just one. But on Chanukah is a time of Hoda'ah going above and beyond. Hoda'ah. Hodu Hashem Ki Tov. We think Hashem for the good He gives in our lives, our families, our friends, our health, our simcha, our midos, our ruchnis, our gashmis, then ki l'olam chasu. The more a person gets specific, the svarim say, not just to say thank you, but specific. Ma'atir asrum, b'kei achivrim, rofei cholim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the specifics, then all the chesed comes down. Rabbi Nachman writes in a very famous Torah in Tanyona Beis, that Yimei Chanukah, they're called Yimei Hoda'a, as we say in Ma'asor, v'kovu shemanas Yimei Chanukah, eilu lahodu sulaha, l'shem chagadol. They set aside these 8 days of great thanks and great praise. And he says that Hoda'ah, Yimei Hoda'ah is actually an expression of Olam Haba. He says Olam Haba is a place where we fully recognize the Rabbonu Shalom. There's nothing besides the Rabbonu Shalom. So when a person thanks the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, you become a little, you bring down Olam Haba already in this world. Because we know that Olam Haba is a place that we fully recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you say thank you, you're recognizing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're recognizing the one who gives you something. And when a person says thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, you actually bring Olam Haba down to this world. So every single time a person says thank you, not only does the Chos of Lublin say you're actually bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's more bracha down, says Rabbi Nachman, you're actually bringing down Olam Haba. You bring down Olam Haba. And finally, just to be able to end off with a famous word that we said as well, Rav Yitzchak Huttner, the Rosh Hashiva, said very famously that Hoda'ah comes from the Lashon of Modeh. Modeh means to admit. Thinking comes from the same word as admitting. Because when you thank someone, you're admitting to them, you couldn't do it without them. That is what Chanukah is all about. To realize that we have nothing, but without everything in our lives is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every little detail, every little thing that we have is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the more we're zocha to be able to thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more we'll be zocha to bring down the bracha. Hodi Lashem Kitov. The more we think a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Ki Olam Chasdo. And says Rabbi Nachman, the more you think, right? Olam Haba is a place of thanks. It's a place of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully. So the more you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, you become a little more Olam Habadik. And says Rav Hunner, when a Hoda'ah comes, thinking comes from the word of Modeh, to admit. Because when you think someone, you admit them, you couldn't do it without them. And when you think of the Rabbonu Shalom, you realize that you couldn't do anything without the Rabbonu Shalom. We should be Zocha Be'ez Hashem to take these last 2 days of full thanks to the Rabbonu Shalom of everything. And the more you think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more bracha, the more Olam Haba, the more we'll admit to the Rabbonu Shalom, everything we have is because of Him and from Him. Freilich Chanukah and good Chodesh.